The Tánaiste Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, is in Egypt as part of efforts to push for a ceasefire in Gaza. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is travelling with him to report on his visit. We'll talk to Tony in a minute. But first, Micheál Martin was asked for his reaction to that report into the UN agency UNRWA in Gaza. It followed allegations from Israel that a significant number of UNRWA staff belonged to terrorist groups in Palestine. But according to the report, Israel provided no evidence of this to the investigating team. A number of countries withdrew funding from UNRWA on foot of the allegations, but Ireland was not one of them. Micheál Martin said the UN agency does vital work in Gaza.
It vindicates the Irish stance, the report. We were very clear from the word go that you could not replace UNRWA or undermine UNRWA's role in terms of giving vital aid, teaching, education to children. So we took an opposite view to most countries. We actually increased aid at that time. In terms of the individual claims, UNRWA took action that most organisations wouldn't take. They sacked the employees there in Den or suspended them without any evidence being brought forward. There are individual assessments still going on, I understand, in respect of the individual specific complaints. But I think what the most worrying aspect of that was, there was a very sudden rush to judgment in terms of the entirety of the UNRWA organisation. And I think some failed to grasp the absolute centrality of UNRWA to providing aid to the Palestinians.
That's Micheál Martin. Well, Tony Connolly joins us now from Egypt. Tony, what is on the Tánaiste's agenda?
Well, he's got two tracks, really, Audrey. The first is political, and that is looking to see how Ireland can contribute to ongoing efforts towards a ceasefire. But more, I think, politically important, the issue of recognising Palestinian statehood. Now, the Tánaiste is going to meet his Egyptian counterpart, Sameh Shoukry, this morning. There'll be a news conference. And I think a lot of interest there will be around when Ireland and another a small group of European Union member states will jointly recognise the state of Palestine. And that is connected to the Arab Peace Initiative. Now, this is a long-standing peace initiative that would lead to a two-state solution. And it had been hoped that that peace initiative would have coincided with a ceasefire, but obviously that hasn't happened. So the sense is that, look, we have to go ahead and do this recognition irrespective of when the Arab Peace Initiative is launched. And one idea they're looking at is that that there's going to be a vote in the UN General Assembly on allowing Palestine to join the UN, United Nations. That vote in the UN General Assembly is in early May. And depending on the scale of the vote in favour of that move, then that could provide impetus towards a recognition moment for Ireland and Spain, Malta, Slovenia, and perhaps a couple of other EU member states. The humanitarian leg is going to kick off after he has his news conference with his Egyptian counterpart. He'll be travelling with the delegation up to the Al Arish military airport and from there by road to Rafah. So in Rafah, he's going to meet senior figures from UNRWA, as you mentioned there, the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs as well, getting a sense from them what the challenges are in terms of getting humanitarian aid into Gaza. Then he's going to go back down to Al Arish, where he's going to the humanitarian hub. He'll meet patients in a hospital there who've been transferred out of Gaza, and he'll meet members of the Egyptian Red Crescent. So it's two tracks, really, political and humanitarian.
Tony, thank you very much indeed. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, live from Egypt this Tuesday morning. It's 7:52.